there, friends. Welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. On this podcast, our goal is just to simply show that the Bible is relevant to your life every single day. And we just hope that you're helped by this current series from the book of Joshua. What we've called it is Don't Be Afraid to Follow God. So let's just take a second, sit back, and hear what Kurt has to say.
And welcome back, my friends, to today's episode of our podcast, Everyday Truth. I do like that. When we were first talking about starting a podcast, we wrestled with what to call it, what to call the podcast. And then the idea of everyday truth began to emerge. As a matter of fact, little trivia fact for you listeners, the original name of the podcast was Everyday Truth for Everyday People. Yeah. And we just shortened it to Everyday Truth just for—
But
that's the idea behind it.
Right.
This is not a deep Bible study, but it's a practical study every day of the Word of God, believing that everyday people need the Bible every day for everyday life. And so that's the thought behind it. Our big theme in the book of Joshua has been, don't be afraid to follow God. And I hope that that's emerging as you're listening to each episode, that we don't have to fear when we know a couple of things. Number one, we know that God has given us a promise. You know, God has a future for us. He has battles for us to fight, victories for us to win. He's given us some great encouragement. Be strong and of a good and of good courage. He's given us His Word as our guide. He's given us great Bible examples to kind of buttress our faith. And we've seen that. We've seen that in the life of Joshua. There have been episodes where he's taken a step back. There have been times when he has begun to fear again, and God has filled in those gaps with His Word, with His encouragement, with reminders. And we're in a section right now, Caleb, where we're describing the borders and the lots that He has given the tribes. And last episode, we talked about the house of Joseph. Mm-hmm. The children of Joseph, Ephraim and Manasseh. And we really just ended up talking about Ephraim because the Bible highlights him in chapter 16. And we ended kind of on a little bit of a down note.
Yeah. Yeah, we saw the children, the tribe of Ephraim making a poor choice, you know, and with the Canaanites making a tribute to them, saying, you know, the greed got into their hearts. And we see that it'll end up affecting future generations, you know. And then last podcast, we were saying, sometimes we get lost sometimes in all of the borders and all of the different things that are going on with, you know, how they divided things up. But that God sometimes puts in a little story about a person, you know, just to kind of catch our attention. As we jump into chapter 17, we focus on Manasseh, and we see that they'll make some of the same decisions that Ephraim made. But we see a cool story, you know, with a guy who probably has one of the top 10 oddest names in the Bible.
But it's a cool name.
Zelophehad. Yeah, Zelophehad. And but yeah, it's kind of grown on me. It's kind of a cool name.
We are going to put Zelophehad on the Bible map today.
Right.
So listeners, buckle up because I am looking forward to telling you the story of Zelophehad. So we're in Joshua chapter 17, if you're just joining us, and it's describing the borders for the tribe of Manasseh, which, remember, had already made a deal with Moses about having half of the tribe stay on the other side of the Jordan. We call that Trans-Jordan. Trans means across, so across Jordan. They had a huge swath of land, and they needed it because they had a lot of cattle, and they needed a lot of grassland for the cattle. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever been to that part of the world, that's a section that's the land of Gilead, which is just a beautiful, beautiful section of ground. Well, they were also going to receive on this side of Jordan an inheritance. And the Bible describes that. And as you said, Caleb, in verses 12 and 13 of this chapter, which is where we're going to stop today, the people of Manasseh made a very similar mistake to their older brother, Ephraim, actually their younger brother, but the one that received the blessing. They made a similar mistake, and that was they allowed the Canaanite to stay in the land. When they were strong, the Canaanites served them, but they weren't always strong. And by allowing the Canaanite to stay, they were really causing problems in future generations. Listen to the last episode. You'll learn a little bit more about that. But what Caleb and I really wanted to get to today was this guy named Zelophehad. Let me read the verse for us in verse 3. But Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, that's the region was became known as Gilead after him, the son of Maker, the son of Manasseh. So to extrapolate that out, Zelophehad is the great-great-grandson of Manasseh. So he's the great-great-great-grandson of Joseph. And the Bible says he had no sons but daughters. And it lists the five daughters' names. You say, how random can you get? So here's this guy with this random name who's the great-great-grandson of Manasseh who didn't have any sons. He only had daughters. What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah.
Well, the Bible tells us in verse 4 that they, the daughters, these daughters, they came near before Eleazar, the priest, and before Joshua, the son of Nun, and before the princes. So they're appearing before the leadership of the land. Now, remember, the leadership now is embroiled in this task of dividing the land, casting the lot, who gets what, doing the survey of the country. It's not done yet. Mm-hmm. And in the middle of this really important time of sectioning out the land, they've already had the southern battles, they've had the northern battles, now they're dividing up the land. In the middle of all of this process, you got these five women that show up. And they come to the priest, they come to Joshua, they come to the princes, and they've got a beef. And here's what they say in verse 4. They say, the Lord commanded Moses to give us an inheritance among our brethren. Therefore, according to the commandment of the Lord, he gave them an inheritance among the brethren of their father. So these five ladies show up and they say, listen, we made this deal with Moses and it was ratified by God himself. Now we want to know what our possession is. Wow. Especially given the fact that back in those days in the world, women were treated like second-class citizens.
Yeah.
They didn't receive the respect, the property rights, the value that men received. And here's a great example in the Bible of the elevated status of women. Wherever Christianity has flourished, by the way, in church history or in the history of the world, the role of women has flourished. Christianity, some religions really denigrate women. The Bible has always painted women in a proper biblical light. It's not to say that there aren't different roles in the Bible, like a husband and a wife and various roles, but the Bible has always painted a woman as being equal in spiritual status to a man. There's equality. Yeah. In Jesus Christ, there's neither male nor female, bond nor free, Jew or Gentile. We're all one in Christ. And even that great passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, where it says that the head of every man is woman. That sounds pretty politically incorrect, but it also says the head of Christ is God. And we know that Christ and the Father are co-equal and co-eternal. So when God describes roles in the Bible, he might describe a role where somebody might have a higher position of authority, but that never speaks to equality. If I get stopped on the highway for speeding, which I would never.
Oh, it's never happened.
That would never happen to me. But if I did get stopped the other day. I don't think I told you this. My tail light, my brake light was out and I got stopped. So I wasn't speeding.
That.
I might've been speeding. I wasn't stopped for that. But anyway, if I were stopped on the side of the highway and some 23-year-old police officer asked me to give him my license and registration, I wouldn't say, hey, buddy, I've got children that are older than you. I've been driving before you were born. How dare you? No. I would say, yes, sir, or yes, ma'am. Uh-huh. I would recognize that even though we're equal as human beings, he has a higher authority over me in this civil government. So understand the difference between position and value. And in the Bible, God helps us to understand positions within government, within the church, within the family. But as far as value is concerned, the Bible, Christianity, always views men and women equally. So in this story about Zelophehad, you have these five daughters. Well, the law stipulated that property rights went from a dad to his sons. So what happens now with a dad that doesn't have any sons?
Yeah.
Well, these daughters, that's the beef they took up. Mm-hmm. And for us to understand the story, we've got to go back to where it's told. So it's told in Numbers chapter 27. So I'm gonna read it. And Caleb, I'm really interested in your insight on this. We didn't really talk much about this part of it.
Put me on the spot.
I'll put you right on the spot. Numbers 27 is where the story is told. And the Bible says they come to Moses. And then in verse 2, they stood before Moses and before Eleazar. So they're coming back to Eleazar now. Yeah. Moses is dead, but they're coming back.
He would have remembered this.
Exactly. And so, and they before the princes. So the only one that's missing now in the story we're talking about today is Moses. So they come to the door of the tabernacle and they said, "Our father died in the wilderness." So good old Zelophehad. Okay, he was part of the wilderness wandering, but like many people, he died during those 40 years. And so they come to Moses and said, "Our father died. He was not in the company of them that gathered themselves together against the Lord in the company of Korah." In other words, our dad died, Moses, in the wilderness, but he was a good guy. He wasn't part of the rebellion. He was a man that honored God, was loyal to you and to the things of God, but he died. He died in his own sin. He had no sons. Here's their request in verse 4. "Why should the name of our father be done away from among his family because he had no son?" I mean, it's not his fault he didn't have a son. He had children, but he only had daughters. "Give unto us, therefore, a possession among the brethren of our father." And Moses brought their cause before the Lord. Yeah, I just love the audacity of these daughters.
It's the courage to do that.
The courage. So think about a couple things. First of all, think about the basis for which they're coming to Moses. They're not coming selfishly. They're coming saying, "Our dad was a good man, and his name deserves to be carried on by generation."
Yeah, do what's fair, do what's just.
Right, but they weren't arguing for themselves.
Yeah.
They were arguing for the reputation of their father. And I think, isn't that a great way for us to live as the children of God? Can we learn something from the daughters of Zelophehad? That there ought to be a righteous jealousy in us, not for ourselves to have a name, not for ourselves to have a possession, but we ought to want to honor the reputation of our father. So I think the daughters of Zelophehad here are teaching us something. Well, Moses said, yeah, that's an interesting question. Let me go ask God about it. And for sake of time, I won't read the rest of the passage, but Moses does go to God about it. And God says to Moses, these girls are spot on. This is a good request. So I want you to honor it. I want you to honor the request. But then on top of that, God says, and so let's come up with a new policy. Based upon the request of these girls, let's come up with a policy. And if you'll read it in Numbers 27, I would encourage you listeners to do that. Read it. What you're going to find is that they come up with all the what ifs. So what if a guy has sons, daughters and no sons? Okay. What if he has no sons or daughters? Then what? What if it would go to the brothers of the father? Okay, what if the father is an only child that has no sons and no daughter? And it describes all these various situations. In other words, God makes a whole policy to apply to all of these multifarious situations, all based upon some girls that said, "We want our dad to be honored." Is that not cool?
Yeah, we were talking about this a little bit before the episode, and you know, I like how you put it earlier. You said, you know, because of them doing the right thing in the right way, it brought clarity to a whole lot of people.
It helped to form a policy.
Yeah.
We see that the opposite way in a Christian school. Yeah. One kid does something wrong and he gets a rule named after him.
Yep, exactly. And everybody knows it.
You know, right.
They just, it's just
this is the added, Caleb Skelly rule.
Yeah, it's just added in the yearbook next year and everybody just laughs like, oh, I know why that's there.
Right, yeah. Right. So what can we learn? We can learn that God has blessings sometimes for us that are not going to be given to us on a silver platter, but he tells us to come and to ask. And here are the daughters of Zelophehad who came and said, we want this blessing for our father and for his name's sake. And we're coming and asking. And once again, God not only grants the request, but goes above and beyond. And then says, because of these girls, I'm going to bless future generations of disenfranchised people, all because they spoke up and they asked. Mm. And I guess my question to you listeners today would be, about what do you need to speak up and ask? What do you need to take to the Father? Make sure your heart's right. Make sure your motives are pure. Make sure you're doing it for His glory. But don't be afraid to go to God with your requests. We're well out of time. Appreciate you joining us again, and we will talk to you next episode. God bless you.
Joining.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If Everyday Truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.